From the CNN Center in Atlanta, Nicole Lappin. Here's a look at what's happening right now in the news. The Pentagon is now charging six detainees at Guantanamo Bay with murder and war crimes in connection with the September 11th attacks. If convicted, they could all get the death penalty. Among them, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the self-proclaimed mastermind of the September 11th attacks. The list also includes Mohammed al-Qahtani, the so-called 20th hijacker. Two journalists working for CBS News are currently missing in Basra. The network is now saying that efforts are underway to find them, and the network also says that their families have been notified. Basra, of course, is Iraq's second largest city in southeastern Iraq. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is now endorsing a proposal to pause a troop drawdown in Iraq. He made the announcement after meetings with Iraqi leaders and his top commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus. Internet giant Yahoo has rebuffed Microsoft's $45 billion takeover bid, saying that it substantially undervalues the company. Last month, Microsoft pitched its offer at $31 for every Yahoo share. Yahoo management has unanimously rejected the offer. Now, flags are at half staff on Capitol Hill in honor of Congressman Tom Lantos. The California Democrat and also the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee died this morning at Bethesda Medical Center. Lantos was a Holocaust survivor who immigrated to the United States in 1947. He became the first and only Holocaust survivor to serve in Congress when he was elected to the House in 1980. The congressman was diagnosed in December with esophageal cancer. He was 80 years old. Those are the headlines at this hour. For more on those stories and other news of the day, CNN is always your source, online or on TV.